to have been in the London music scene in the early 1990s, where things like acid jazz and trip hop were just brewing. It would have been such an exciting time. Music right there from R&B vocalist Shara Nelson teaming up with Massive Attack for the song Lately. That comes from Massive Attack's 1991 debut album, Blue Lines, an album widely regarded as the first trip-hop album, and Shara Nelson played a big part in that. In the middle, it is music from British-American acid jazz band Young Disciples, a band that formed in London in 1990 and then released their album Apparently Nothing in 1991 and then quickly disbanded after that. We heard the title track Apparently Nothing from Young Disciples. And then kicking things off, it is Edinburgh, Scotland jazz funk duo Eddie Forey. Their new album is called Culture Today. It was released back in April. We heard the song The System from Eddie Forey. All right, let's take a look here. When I talk about Pride Month, I try and bring as many different queer voices as I can into the episodes throughout Pride Month. I decided this year that I was not going to do just a one-off two-hour Pride episode. And the reason for that, I want Pride to last not just all month long, all year long. Girly So Groovy really is born in that sense of pride for the fact that myself, when I was growing up, I grew up in a time where you did not have many to any out queer artists making music and songs about being LGBTQ. So where did I find myself represented? I found myself represented in the music women were making, especially when it was music about love songs and singing about their love of men. And I thought, there is something in young Trevor's brain that gravitated towards that. So regardless of genre, my album collection as a teen and all through my life really had been made up more of female-fronted albums. And that kind of blossomed its way into Girly So Groovy. And 23 years later, here we are. And that's why I say Girly So Groovy really is blossomed out of that entire Pride spirit. Pride is all about creating spaces to celebrate and honor marginalized voices, but it's also a place to create a safe space for those that are still in their journey. And I hope Girly So Groovy does that all year long, not just a one-off episode. But with saying that, in this episode, I want to honor and celebrate an important queer black voice. Brittany Howard is, of course, the vocal powerhouse and leader of Alabama Shakes, who has since launched herself into her own funky personal solo journey. Her second solo album, What Now, is the furthest from the roots rock Brittany Howard rose to fame with, but her creative risks pay off in really fun ways. So right now, this next set is Brittany Howard in three different incarnations. Let's start with something from the new album, What Now? Here is Brittany Howard here on a Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. Well, I'm
Could that be the holy trinity of Brittany Howard? Brittany Howard, of course, leader of Alabama Shakes, but that last song was neither her solo work nor Alabama Shakes. In 2015, Brittany Howard wasn't quite ready to do a solo album, but she wanted to do a side project from Alabama Shakes, so she called it Thunder Bitch. And the album she released, she's just released one album under the moniker of Thunder Bitch. And this time we heard the song Leather Jacket, the opening track from that album. In the middle, of course, it is the Alabama Shakes going back to their debut album, Boys and Girls, an album that is 12 years old already, which blows my mind. We heard the track On My Way. On Your Way, sorry, a song that she wrote about the death of her sister. It's a beautiful song. It's a haunting song. It's a rock and roll song. And then, of course, Brittany Howard, brand new album, What Now? It's her second solo album released earlier this year. We heard the opening track, Earth Sign, from Brittany Howard. Hey, listen, if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy or just want to listen again, know that you can do it for free online. 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy is waiting for you at the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you are there, all you need to do is press play. You can press pause, listen at your leisure. 20 hours of Girly So Groovy waiting for you. Lots more music to get to in the second hour of the show. But before we do that, let's wrap up this first hour. Since it is June and since it is Pride Month would not be Pride Month if we did not feature the dynamically gay duo known as Partner with their acerbic, fun, alternative rock. Going back to their 2020 sophomore album, Never Give Up, here is Partner with The Pit here on Girly So Groovy.
Take me my whole entire life to it, gonna throw it in the pit now.
Honey.
Order in the courtroom, hunties.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio all week long. I couldn't help dusting that nugget off and feature it here on Girly So Groovy. In the 23-year history that is Girly So Groovy, for a very hot minute, Girly So Groovy actually had a spin-off episode or a spin-off program. In addition to doing Girly So Groovy, I also, for a really brief moment, I hosted and produced a show called Gay So Groovy. It was huge thanks to CJAM 99.1 FM, our mother station in Windsor in Detroit that has aired Girly So Groovy for 23 years now, that they were more than kind to let me try and expand the universe and do Gay So Groovy. It just became too much to try and juggle two shows. Girly So Groovy was always my love, but what we just heard was the theme song of Gay